Farm Leaders Set Policy. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. Voting delegates at the 91st Annual Meeting of the American Farm Bureau Federation have adopted their policy resolutions for the year. Jonna Miller has more from the group's meeting in Seattle.
Delegates of the 91st American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting voted to support balancing the budget by 2019 and continue the organization's strong opposition to cap-and-trade climate legislation being considered by Congress.
We don't want any misguided climate change legislation that's going to downsize American agriculture and put a burden on this country. We still support all of the same conservation and voluntary incentive-based environmental programs that we have in the past. That hadn't changed.
In a closing news conference, American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman said the delegates also called for meaningful relief from the estate tax.
We want to be sure that we get the exemption level up, the tax rate down. We want it to extend on out, not just be a one-year fix. We want stepped-up basis, and we want indexing for inflation. So those are all the things we're going to be seeking through the legislative process.
The delegate decisions showed strong support for the current farm program and called for an improved disaster aid program that reacts quickly and efficiently when disasters occur and helps those who actually suffer losses.
What we said is that it should apply to all producers, and we should focus it on meeting the needs that are out there as opposed to just putting the money out there in direct payments to perhaps those who wouldn't have had a loss.
Jonna Miller, Seattle.
Now, the voting delegates also called for the federal deficit to be reduced each year and fully balanced by 2019. On farm policy, the delegates affirmed their support for the current farm program and continued their support for a mandatory country of origin labeling program. In other business, Bob Stallman was reelected as the organization's president for his sixth two-year term. He's a cattle and rice producer from Columbus, Texas. There were 369 voting delegates representing every state in Puerto Rico. Tennessee, with the largest state farm bureau, had the most delegates at 33. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.